You know, as I think back on our parenting years when the kids were still at home, thinking about today's program on habits for parenting, you know, the things change so often when we were parenting, you know, from day to day, the actions, the attitudes, the changes in age and the moods that they go through. It wasn't easy to develop a habit. You develop one habit of parenting, and then you need another one. And so today, as we talk about habits for good parenting, we need some core habits. And one of the things that my wife, Donna, and I tried to do was to be very intentional in developing a habit to be as consistent as we possibly could. Not changing the rules, not changing our attitude, not one day being up and the next day being down, and one day enforcing some policy or a rule or an expectation and the next day not. I mean, we weren't perfect for sure, but trying to be consistent. So the question is, what's one habit? What's one habit that you've developed in parenting that's been helpful to you? We'd love to hear what it is on our storyline, which is open to you right now at 888-888-1717. The callers for the show today come from our archives, as they normally do, from one of our recorded shows, because they're all set and ready to go. But, you know, you're going to be in line. We'll share some of your comments in an upcoming show as well. So again, habits for parenting. What is a habit that you've developed in being an intentional parent? Give us a call at 888-888-1717. Good habits are important. And of course, intentional living is built on this, of doing the next right one thing over a period of at least 30 days, whatever that one thing is, until it becomes a habit in your life. What's one that you've developed as a parent?
When I was waiting in airports or waiting at hotels for rides, I would get kind of discouraged and disgusted. And at one point, God just quickened my spirit to pray intentionally for all 8 of my grandchildren.
Intentionally, I'm starting a new home, you know, for my children and all that kind of thing. I'm going to go forward and be a father for my children.
Intentional living has caught my attention. And since my daughter has had a friendship that wasn't very healthy, I'd like for my daughter to learn from this experience that we've been through, praying that God has other friends fill the empty void in her heart for friendship.
You know, when you share a story with us, like you hear, where a life has been changed or a question's being asked, that's why we're here, and God bless you. By the way, we always enjoy hearing from you when you call 888-888-1717. Okay, Melinda is on the line today. Welcome to the program, Melinda.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Thanks. Okay, so I wanted to talk about what I've learned being a parent and what I'm trying to do. And I just want to kind of give you a little overview. I had a couple, you know, lots of years of drug addiction when I was younger. I'm a single parent of 3 boys, ages 9, 17, and 25. And my life isn't exactly what I expected when I was growing up dreaming about it.
Mm.
But I appreciate so much more these days. And when I feel bad for myself or whatever, I've got to remind myself there's always somebody out there that has it a lot worse.
Yes.
And one of the big things I learned was, when I get upset with my kids, don't yell. Don't yell at them. You need to explain in a very, you know, respectable and calm way what had happened. My dad was an alcoholic. There was a lot of screaming in my house when I was younger. And I didn't want to continue that cycle onto my children. It's a big difference on how they react to you, too, if you, you know, approach them in a more positive way.
That's right. You know, it doesn't work. I think of a little verse in the book of Ecclesiastes that says, the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. And sometimes we yell ourselves into a more difficult relationship with our kids. And I think learning that lesson is a powerful thing, because yelling just simply doesn't work.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
So now you're
and then that teaches them to handle their problems in that way. You don't want that.
Absolutely. And you break the cycle from the way you were raised as well.
Right.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, appreciate your call today, Melinda.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thanks for listening to Intentional Living.
Dr. Randy, you wanted to know how we were being intentional about living our life for Christ. in front of our family and our children. And for me, it was a decision to homeschool. I have twin 7-year-olds, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and it's kind of new for me. And I have found it to be the best joy and the way that I can do the Deuteronomy 6, and that is to teach my children as I walk and as we lie down and as we sit and as we go in and out of our home. It's every day is an object lesson for the Lord, which shapes how we view things and in turn also how we educate our children. And it has been more probably of a growth thing for me because it keeps you on your toes and you have to actively be in the Word intentionally for the Lord and for your family. Thank you very much. We're here in Panama City, Florida. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless your ministry. Thanks.
Well, you're very welcome. We're glad to be here on the Intentional Living broadcast every day from our center. And you can share your testimonies with us as you call 888-888-1717. Let's go to Lugina. Did I get your name right?
It's Lugina, but that's fine. That's fine. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call.
Yes, I just wanted to share. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and I have about a 10-mile ride to take her to school in the mornings. And we always start off just a few blocks from the house. We start off with prayer. I usually start, you know, out loud, and then she joins in. And sometimes, you know, we've been doing it for the last few years. She won't start, and then I'll join in, or, you know, vice versa. But I've noticed just tremendous growth just with her prayer. You know, her prayers have just gotten so much stronger, and I'm just so proud of what she's becoming. And I just think, you know, just that 10 minutes of just, you know, to school every morning has just really helped her, and it's helped me. And she even will stop occasionally, you know, Mom forgets, and she'll stop me and say, hey, you got to go down the block. I can't get out at school yet. We haven't said our prayers. So I know it's making an impact.
Absolutely.
And I'm just thankful.
That's a great great reminder. As a mom, it's those little things. Taking that time you're driving your kids to school, for instance, you know, to pray with them or to, you know, memorize scripture together. There's lots of things we can do. Capturing the moments that we have and developing these kinds of habits or routines in the relationship will make a difference. You know, you think about driving your kids to school maybe 150 times a year, 180 days of school. If you took 10 minutes every day for 180 days and you did something every day that was building character and a connection with God in their lives, you do the math, how many minutes, that kind of repetition. Think about how children learn to play a musical instrument. They practice. They do it on a continual basis. Children learn the multiplication tables by practicing them over and over. And you know what? As we memorize scripture or we pray together with our kids and we do that on a habitual daily basis, and hopefully it's more than just a habit, but it's also sincerity. You're doing it with passion and sincerity. That builds into their life a real love for God. I think it's a positive thing to do. That's fantastic.
And I agree. It also opens, you find out more about what's in her heart and things that are troubling her that she's given to God. So it's really a special time. And I also have two older children that we did that some in their later years. Wish I had, you know, done it when they were younger. But I'm so, you know, thankful for all of them and the time that I have, you know, been able to do it. And also have a granddaughter that is occasionally with us in the mornings. And, you know, she also reminds us, you know, to make sure, you know, if sometimes we forget.
That's good. Good for you. Appreciate your call today.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Here are three questions every parent needs to ask. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I'm smiling because there's lots of questions we should be asking, but these three came to mind. Because when we ask a question, it raises us above the daily challenges of parenting. So here they are. Number one, what does my child need from me right now today? Looking into their heart, looking beyond what you just see on the outside, and getting a glimpse of what their needs really are, deep inside. And then number two, what am I doing right as a parent? Whatever that one thing is, keep doing it. And then number three, what do I need to stop doing as a parent or grandparent and eliminate or declutter that one thing from your parenting? Those three questions, I hope they help. That's intentional parenting.
Get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day. Go to theintentionallife.com/minute. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Hey, thank you, Kurt. And if you just joined us, we're talking about good habits for parents. We could focus on bad habits, but that's not going to be very helpful. We want to talk about the good things, the things that we can develop. Habits of consistency, love, follow through. You know, when we talk about consistency, learning to listen, get behind the eyes of our child, willing to have a habit to ask for forgiveness when we need to and to forgive as we will have to as a parent. These are some of the habits that we continue to hear about from people all over the country. You know, if you want to develop an intentional life and develop a habit, there's really four steps of intentional living. The first thing is to make a decision. Maybe today, before this show is up, to say, you know what? I intend to develop a couple good habits in the next 30 days. Maybe replace criticism with encouragement. Maybe to replace yelling with quiet follow-through. Maybe to develop the habit of not being distracted, to listening, to be there, be attentive for your kids and grandkids. Making that decision to do that. And then number two, what is the one thing? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you need to do to be intentional? Don't try to do 10 things. Don't try to change 10 habits, but pick one thing for the next 30 days. And then, of course, it's important to declare this. Make a declaration. Maybe it's to God. Of course, that's really important. Maybe it's to your child. If you're willing to take that step to help them hold you accountable, or your spouse to hold yourself accountable, and then to declutter your life, whatever it is, what's holding you back, some of your own attitudes or whatever, so you can do this and follow through. All right, let's continue on here. We've been talking about habits, and we've got a caller from Arizona on the line. I wants to share one of her parenting habits. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Carolina, and I just wanted to say that the habit that I have been doing with my son and that I feel is really helping him is every night before bed, we have a routine where he brushes his teeth, he gets ready for bed, puts pajamas on, we read a book, and then we say a prayer, and I ask him who he's thankful for and who he's going to ask God to take care of today. And every day we try to focus on someone specific and then talk about something specific pertaining to them, like grandma who was recently sick in the hospital. And I really feel that he's getting closer to God that way. And if I ever forget, he's very quick to say, Mommy, it's prayer time. I didn't say my prayer. I can't go to bed without saying my prayer. So him being 4 years old and reminding me, it really puts a lot of faith in the good habit that I'm instilling for him. Thank you.
That's good. You know, I was thinking while you were sharing that, the passage in Proverbs 22 that talks about training up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. It's a reminder that habits get developed early on. If you know the unique bent of your child, your son or daughter, and you speak into their life habits that'll help strengthen, give them resiliency and faith and grow in their relationship with Christ and learn how to get along with other people and to excel in life and do things well. Man, those are the kind of habits young people need to develop today to survive in this world in which we're living. So that's excellent. All right. I think we got another comment here. Go right ahead.
I was just calling regarding the discussion this evening about what we do with our kids and how we handle the media and pressures and entertainment, and I just want to say that I have a 12 and a 14-year-old, and they are blasted by entertainment, but I seldom let them go to the movies, and they never want to go to the movies. I hardly let them watch TV, and they seldom want to watch TV. So I think as parents, we have to say no and channel their interest into something else. So I just wanted to leave that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's excellent. You know, it's a matter of being there, being available, observing your kids, and then doing the next right one thing. Very powerful. All right, let's go to Indiana. Jamie has something he wants to weigh in on. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Jamie. One thing that I do with the kids that they really enjoy, and I think they'll really remember for a long time, is something we call the affirmation bomb. And what that is, everyone sits in a circle, And we take turns going around and telling each other what we like about each other, because so often in our society, we're so focused on what we don't like or what we're not getting or what's not pleasing to us. So we've tried to make it a point in our family to just sit around and say, hey, you know what? I really like your smile, or I really like the shoes you have on, or I really like how you help so-and-so do such thing, and comments like that. And I found the more that we do that, the more the kids actually start to beg to do it again because they love it so much. Everybody wants to be told what people appreciate about them, and so often that's so forgotten. And you spoke earlier about the power of words, and just simple little compliments like that carry such power. You're absolutely right. And the smiles that you see and the encouragement that you know is being conveyed to them is just something that warms my heart. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jamie. And as you were sharing that about your family, you know, your nuclear family, I'm thinking, you know, that can extend out to grandparents as well. Grandparents, when you have the kids and grandkids over, maybe from time to time to do that, just say, hey, I want to, let's just spend a little time, say, what do we appreciate about each other, you know, and give an opportunity for grandparents to say things to their children or to their grandchildren and vice versa. It may not be something that is going on in the home because of the busyness. It's something I think will be a memory. So I like that, Jamie. You're passing along a great intentional living idea. Okay, I think we've got time for one more. Carol in Arizona, what's your comment? Go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Randy. I wanted to comment on habits as a parent. And one thing I found as a former yeller that's really effective is to develop the habit of whispering, because you would be surprised how when you start whispering, your kids listen. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the come back to the verse you hear me quote often from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 that talks about the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. And you turn on TV today, and boy, do we hear some shouting going on from different corners of the country and different people with different political persuasions and things that they're trying to convince us of. And after a while, you tune them out. But people who are just very quiet, and I know it's easy to get lost in this noisy world, but to just very quietly and consistently share a message, ultimately, I believe those are the people who will be listen to. So good advice, Carol, just a little quieter sometimes with kids.
Hi, I want to share quickly about my intentional living message right now that I've been sharing a lot lately. I've been dealing with some ongoing cancer. This is a round two cancer for me, and I'm a newly single mother of two children. I'm 24 years old. And I had to move to Tennessee to go to school. You know, I was like, okay, I'm going to be a single mom. I need to get my GED. I need to go to school. And then as soon as school was starting, you know, get my own place, live in an area where I don't know anybody. And then as soon as school was starting, I found out, oh, I have to drop my classes during my first week because, one, I can't afford childcare, and, two, I have to have surgery. So lately, I've just been telling myself Isaiah 41:10, no, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. And it's true, you know, no matter what we go through, God is with us. And I've come to realization that with no matter what happens, end result, every day, something can happen to anyone at any minute. But God has a purpose and a reason for everything. And just my ability to be able to be strong and get outside and play with my children like I'm 11 years old. Or, you know, go to the gym and work out and feel great and keep a smile on my face. It's encouragement to everyone around me. And I just pray that people can learn through me, because I am learning through God. Thank you.
Well, your stories, we love hearing from you and telling us what you're learning, what God's teaching you, what you're experiencing. We learn from each other. You know, a habit of making it a priority to set aside other things to invest into your kids. You know, the whole topic of habits is an interesting topic because the research is pretty clear that about 40% or so of what we do in a typical day
is what we could call habitual. In other words, we don't really think it through. We don't have to stop and decide what we're going to do. We just respond. We react as a form of habit. That's one of the reasons we get into trouble with things like food, because there's a trigger that usually sets off the habit. Could be a certain time of day, for instance, or a mood that you're in, or person you just hung up the phone from and you're frustrated, and then the habit develops. And some people, those triggers set off smoking or overeating or doing other kinds of things. But in parenting, it can be the same thing. Maybe you've developed some bad habits. You see a son or daughter and you don't, you know, even seeing them just sets it off. You're ready to respond, overreact just by virtue that is my troublemaker. You know, that's the kid that's disrespectful. And what happens is we start to respond to our children in terms of a set that we've made in our own mind, kind of like a box that we've put them in. And that's not healthy for them and not healthy for us. And parenting is a long process. It's not just one day. It's a process. And I would challenge each of us as parents and grandparents on a day like today when we're talking about habits of parenting to stop and at least ask this question. Two questions. What's one habit that I have as a parent that's really working well, that reinforces my goal as a parent in raising the kind of child that will honor Christ? And what's one habit I have as a parent that really needs to go away? I need to deal with it. Yelling is an example. Many times when I do conferences, we bring up the topic of yelling, because I believe you don't have to yell in your home. There's more effective ways of nurturing and disciplining your children and so on. But parents will say, well, that's just a bad habit. I learned it from my parents, or I started it early in parenting, and that habit continues, and it's not a healthy thing to do. So what is one habit maybe you're thinking of that really does work for you? Maybe you have a habit that's not working for you. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. A couple more from the list of intentionals for parents, the top 10 list. Number four is focusing on teenagers. It says, I will not treat my teenager like a child because when I do, I can create resentment. You know, as your teenager grows, those are ambivalent years for a teenager. They're half adult and half a kid. And on some days, they respond as a teenager, sometimes as a child, sometimes trying to act as an adult. And during this time, learning to treat your child at their age-appropriate level. Don't come down if they act like a child to treat them like a child. Hold them accountable as a teenager. Because when you treat your teenager like a child, you do create resentment and frustration for yourself. Intentionals for parents. By the way, you can see all 10 of these at our website when you go to theintentionallife.com. All right, Nancy's on the line. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Yes.
What's a habit that works for you?
Well, I guess when I heard it on the radio, I thought, yeah, I'm going to call and share. My daughter just started college last year, and when she was in elementary and high school, I lived in the country, and it was a 20-minute, 30-minute drive during the years, and so our driveway was a third of a mile, and we'd start down the driveway, and I'd just start, this is the day the Lord has made, and she would chime in, let us be glad and rejoice in it. And from that point on, until we got to the paved road a couple miles or so, I would just go into scripture, you know, keep your eyes on the Lord. He is the goal, the prize, the finish line. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who is my strength. Strengthen me, Lord. And then I'd ask her to go into prayer. And gosh, we'd be almost to school by the time we'd finish with prayer intentions. And one beautiful thing that happened, I remember, she said one day, she said, Mom, I think we need to not pray so much for these things as we do this young woman who had a rare blood disease in her school. And that just touched my heart. And last year, as she started college then, you know, I found just this perfect med that said, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. So just wanted to share.
Good for you. And you know what? Those little things done over an extended period of time, Nancy, really make a difference. It's not... See, the difference between a habit and an action is You're an example of that, because it wasn't just one time or occasionally or now and then, but you did it on an intentional daily basis until it became a routine, a part of what you did with your daughter. And it's that habitual kind of positive input and response into the life of your daughter that made a difference, probably more than you even realize.
Yeah, I don't know what it did for her, but it was always good for me. And at the very least, we saw God's beauty in the nature and rejoiced in that each morning. And, you know, this summer, Randy, she's doing youth ministry for her summer job. So you're probably right. It
has no surprise.
Than I thought.
No surprise at all. Thank you, Nancy, for your call.
What is intention? You know, the Bible says that the Word of God reveals the thoughts and the intentions of our hearts. In fact, it gives us a word picture that it's sharper than even a two-edged sword. See, intention is an inward passion. It's who we are. It's an internal thing, where a goal is an outward thing. It's an action-oriented, directional thing. It's when these two things work together that intentional living really works. Hey, that's an excerpt from this month's teaching we've been talking about since the first of the month. When I was thinking about this month and preparing the lesson, I thought, well, let's get back to the basics, you know, help people and help myself to kind of go back to what is intentional living, what is intention, what is a goal, how are they different, how does that relate to procrastination or distraction or developing habits, because habit formation is something that is key to intentional living. We're talking about that today for parenting. This entire lesson, all of it, you know, what does it mean? What are the basics of intentional living? What is an intention and how does that relate to a goal? You know what? You can have an intention without a goal and just be good intentioned and never move in any particular direction. On the other hand, you can have goals without an intention. That's going to cause you perhaps to wander or get discouraged because you're not really sure what it ties to. So this month, the entire lesson focuses on the basics of what intentional living in Christ mean and how it can impact your life for Him, how you can bring glory to God and benefit to yourself when you follow through. So if you're a member, of course, at this point in the month, we've already sent this to you by email, both video and audio. If you're not, I would encourage you, come and join us. This is kind of a end of the month call to be a part of the ministry, and we'll still include you in. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on that donate icon, fill it out. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being a part of the Intentional Living Ministry. I want to say on behalf of Stephen Davis, our producer, and myself and our entire team here at Intentional Living, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you all next time from Intentional Living.